Fruit Basket by Joe Brandon. I won it at this year's garden party raffle. After all, this is the sort of village where fine fruit is prized above cellophane-wrapped chocolates and cheap wine. Cradled in a thick woven wicker basket, blanketed with muslin, tied with ribbon, the kind you can put in a drawer and use again. Pretty as a picture. A shame, really, to dismantle and rummage. Frogskin melons nestle like eggs in their straw lining. Stony passion fruits, a rudeness of pomegranates. Green bananas, a risk, could have spoilt the whole haul. But they knew what they were about, putting all this together. The pears are perfect, ready to eat. Kiwis molting softly. Lychees peek between laurel-draped limbs, bearing grapes. A bacchanalia of treats. How many markets did they visit to accrue all this? I had only ever seen cucamelons on television, never held one cool in my palm like this. I have a tin of jackfruit in my cupboard from last year's tombola, nothing akin to this tight-curled hedgehog of a thing. Sweet, putrid, syrupy, olid, a durian bristles like a giant conker, a vanitas, perhaps. I peel, chop, slice, stew the stillness from my hoard. I would have chosen a few more familiars, were it my role to select the prizes this year. Punnets of berries from my garden, oranges and grapefruits, things to simply start the day. Apples too, of course, a lemon and lime for garnish. But I am the recipient, not the donor. I will be gracious. No point getting the pip when I have the pith.